The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Ed Funston of KILR Radio and Jamie Whitney of the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Hi, Senator. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for participating today.
President Obama this week commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning, who leaked classified material to WikiLeaks. What do you think about President Obama's decision to do that?
I disagree with what President Obama did in regard to Chelsea. I think that the sentence that she had compared to the treasonous acts that she did was justified, and it shouldn't have been commuted.
Do you think that sets a dangerous precedent for future people who might be tempted to leak classified information?
No, I don't think it'll set a precedent, because I don't think we'll have another president that abuses commutation like this president has.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
News broke that former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue would be the president-elect Trump's pick for Secretary of Agriculture. What can you tell Iowans about the pick, and what's your perception on the incoming administration prioritization of agriculture, being that it was the last spot vote?
I wouldn't raise questions about the prioritization of agriculture with this administration based upon the Secretary of Agriculture just being named at this late time, because I think they showed a high priority for agriculture, because going way back to at least Thanksgiving, there's been 10 or 12 names that have cropped up. The trouble is that none of them have been repeated twice, except for Governor Perdue of Georgia, now the new Secretary of Agriculture. And so I don't have any question about that. I do have questions about anybody, whether it's Republican or Democrat president, picking secretaries of agriculture, except out of the Midwest. And I'd describe Midwestern agriculture stretching from Pennsylvania over through South Dakota as an example, because I think the family farm is an institution within those states is the strength of American agriculture. And when you come from California or the South on agricultural issues, I guess it raises some questions for me about the appreciation of the institution of the family farm. But I reserve judgment on Governor Perdue until I meet with him and find out what his thoughts are on agriculture. I know he's got interest in agriculture through ownership of grain elevators, through being a veterinarian, and I understood that he grew up on a grain farming as well. So I should give him some leeway since I don't know him. But I'm just telling you from a regional standpoint the questions I have. Back to Ed.
Donald Trump will officially be inaugurated as president tomorrow. What do you think his priority should be for his first 100 days in office?
I think undoing all of the unconstitutional things that President Obama did through his simple statement of, if Congress won't act, I have a phone and a pen, and I will act. And the usurpation of Article I powers of Congress, that in over 50 court cases, courts have taken exception to his actions as my justification for condemning his actions. And in turn, then we've had President-elect Trump say that he was going to undo what he could do with a stroke of a pen. And I hope he puts priorities on that, particularly in Iowa. You've heard what farmers have said about waters of the U.S. and how expansive that is of federal jurisdiction over private property. I hope that's the first act he can take as an example.
Senator, you recently met with Department of Energy Secretary nominee Governor Rick Perry. What did you glean from your meeting with Governor Perry as it relates to his and the incoming administration's feelings on the rules related to biofuel and wind production in Iowa and the United States?
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing, whether it's the EPA director from Oklahoma or whether it's the Secretary of Energy, former governor of Texas, they come from petroleum-producing states. I want them to know that Iowa is an energy state. We get 36% of our energy from wind. We got 43,000 jobs in biofuels. We're an energy-producing state, we're an energy-exporting state, and we ought to have the same consideration that Trump has about creating jobs in fossil fuels, that not to forget that we got a very energetic energy industry, and that it ought to be given the same consideration as other older forms of energy that I have no fault with. And that's the entirety of our discussion, whether it was Pruitt or whether it was Perry, is what do you think about biofuels? And both of them are willing to follow the President of the United States as they ought to, and he's been very clear on his support of alternative energies, particularly biofuels. And so we're satisfied that they're not going to do damage, as you might think people from oil-producing and natural gas-producing states would do to maybe a form of energy that they don't control.
Senator, at least 60 congressmen say they'll not be attending the inauguration tomorrow. Either they don't think Donald Trump is legitimate, or they are upset with what Trump has said about Congressman John Lewis. How do you feel about congressmen boycotting the inauguration?
Well, each congressman has to make their own decision what they're going to do, but I think that when they make a decision that they're going to boycott the inauguration because presumably the Trump has divided the nation, he didn't divide the nation. The nation's been ideologically divided in a fast growing way going over the last 10 or 15 years. And he tapped into that division in ways that other presidential candidates haven't. So their rationale for doing it is not justified. And also their rationale that maybe the Russians played a role in electing him. Whatever they did, there's no evidence whatsoever that they tapped into any voting machines and changed any votes at all. I think that that's very important. And also, this isn't about a particular president. This is about the peaceful transfer of power, which out of 190 nations on the face of this earth, there's only a few that do it peacefully like we're doing it, and we do it by evolution and not revolution, and they're in a sense denigrating the uniqueness of America's transfer of power.
Senator, with exports integral to the ag economy in Iowa, coupled with protectionist rhetoric coming from the president-elect, how do you see Governor Branstad's nomination to be ambassador to China?
Well, I think it's a loss for Iowa, and it's a gain for the United States through his being ambassador to China. I say it's a loss for Iowa because he's been a very good governor. Remember, he rescued Iowa's economy and the fiscal policies of our state government from a $1 billion hole that two Democrat governors left in the state treasury. And so from the standpoint of his leadership, it is going to be a loss. I think it'll be filled very quickly by Lieutenant Governor Reynolds. But in the meantime, he's chosen a different course, or let's say Trump has chosen a different course for him, and he's willing to take on a much greater need and take on a greater responsibility as being ambassador to China, and he is there. And so we accept it, and I think it's good and good for him and good for the country. One more question.
Hearings have been held the past couple weeks on Donald Trump's cabinet appointments. Some of those hearings have been rather contentious. Do you expect all of his cabinet appointees to be confirmed?
Yes. Some of them will be confirmed with bipartisan support, and some of them will be confirmed with very little bipartisan support, but they'll all be confirmed. And then remember that there's just been a handful of people in the history of our country going to the cabinet that haven't been confirmed, and the last one was Senator Tower for Secretary of Defense in 1989. Thank you, Ed and Jamie, for joining today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.